They don't make that kind of stuff much anymore. Women folks was pretty careful. They could pretty well tell that shrinkable stuff, you know, and that other. You take maybe overhauls. You used to get cheap overhauls. Maybe they'd be big enough, too big for you when you got them, and a little while the legs would be way up here. They would draw up. They would shrink. I don't know what colored it. And others wouldn't. And then they was some cloth, and when you washed them, they'd fade out. You know, the colors would fade out, and some wouldn't. I don't know why that one.
Now, I know overalls, these things have come up over your shoulder.
Overalls are like I wear, this, you know. They've got overalls, the same kind, but they ain't got the bib done. And just wear a belt in them, you know. They call them blue jeans.
Now, what do you call those things that come up over your shoulders?
Them's galluses or suspenders. You take now these, and these little overalls, they're made with them. Mm-hmm. They're suspenders, but back yonder, people used to somebody like me, you know, that didn't have enough of belly on them to keep a belt on, they'd wear them suspenders. Mm-hmm. And then when I was a boy, instead of people now goes with short sleeve shirts, they buy them, mm-hmm. or like I do, roll them up, or like yourn, our yarn's already off. Mm-hmm. They'd wear them down over their hands, and they had a big old rubber thing about those, nearly as big as your little finger, and they'd put them here, you know, and they'd call them sleeve holders to keep your sleeves down from over your hand.
I see. If you had going into town, you might keep coins in, something you carry in your pocket.
Do what?
If you're going into town, you might have some coins in your pocket.
Well, people had little old, they call them pocketbooks, you know, and there's different kinds of them. Some had a hook and string in them and pull them up in time, but the old ones would have people, when they had large amounts of them, they'd have, you know, the banks put up little sacks, but they just have something. Used to smoking tobacco would come in little cloth pouches with a drawstring. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, didn't have a bill for a pocketbook and carry them. But a lot of these people that have them, I don't know whether I've got any one of them old pocketbooks. And they'd have two sections to them, two sides.
Uh-huh.
And of course, there wasn't no room in them for papers or anything like that. And they'd latch up here, two little latches would go together and hold them.
They ever call that a purse?
No, that was just pocketbooks. Purses would be something like these women carry around with a handle on it or something.
What would you call a thing a woman might wear around her wrist?
As a bracelet.
And something she might wear around her neck?
Necklace.
Okay. If you're talking about beads, what would you call
that? That would be the same, you know. That would go around her neck, beads. People still wear them a lot, but they're more expensive than they used to. Used to, you know, you could buy them beads at 10 cent store. You can yet, I guess, but that kind of stuff's just for children.
Yeah.
But you see, now you take these necklaces and wealthy people's got them things that cost $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got pearls on them, you know, expensive stuff. You can see every once in a while on a television show where they've got that jewelry all insured, you know, and a lot of times they'll sell it and let on like it's been stole. You see that on television, you know, they insure them for thousands of dollars.
Would you call that a string of beads or a pair of beads?
String. String of beads, they're just on a string, you know.